This day is called the Feast of Crispian. He that outlives this day and comes safe home will stand a tiptoe when this day is named and rouse him at the name of Crispian. He that shall see this day and live old age will yearly on the vigil feast his neighbors and say, tomorrow is Saint Crispian. Then will he strip his sleeve and show his scars and say, these wounds I had on Crispin's day. Old men forget, yet all shall be forgot, but he'll remember with advantages what feats he did that day. Then shall our names, familiar in his mouth as household words, Harry the King, Bedford and Exeter, Warwick and Talbot, Salisbury and Gloucester, be in their flowing cups freshly remembered. This story shall the good man teach his son, and Crispin Crispian shall ne'er go by from this day to the ending of the world, but we in it shall be remembered. We few, we happy few, we band of brothers, for he today that sheds his blood with me shall be my brother. Be he ne'er so vile, this day shall gentle his condition. And gentlemen in England, now abed, shall think themselves accursed they were not here, and hold their manhoods cheap, whiles any speaks that fought with us upon St. Crispin's Day.
Awake, remembrance of our valiant dead, and with your puissant arm, renew their feats. You are their heir, you sit upon their throne. The blood and courage that renowned them runs in your veins, and your thrice puissant liege is in the very May morn of his youth, ripe for exploits and mighty enterprises.
The sun is high. Now, soldiers, march away! And how thou pleasest, God, dispose the day.
Thank you. Thank you.
The day is ours. O God, thy arm was here. For when, without stratagem, but in plain shock and even play of battle, was ever known so great and little loss on one part and on t'other? Take it, God, for it is none but thine. What is this castle called that stands hard by?
They call it Agincourt.
Then call we this the Field of Agincourt, fought on the day of Crispin Crispianus. Do we now all holy rites? Let there be sung non nobis and te deum, the dead with charity enclosed in clay. And then to Calais, and to England then, where ne'er from France arrived more happy men. Thank you.